Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Ribbent. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dennis Ribbent. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Freese. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Cranepool reaches third base with a triple. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Ribbent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freese moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. May reaches second base with a double. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Harrison reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent bunts towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Freeze covering, for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Grote reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Boyer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freeze scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 0 for 0 in the game. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Elliott moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Elliott. Bateman reaches second base with a double. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman moves to third. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 0-for-1 in the game. Ribbent hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrison hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Heath pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Arlick now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison fields the ball and throws to Arlick covering. Safe. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luplow moves to second. Barry Latman now pitching. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Larry Elliott. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud takes first base on ball 4. Luplow moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Billy Murphy pinch runs for Eddie Bresud. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Luplow scores. Cranepool moves to third. Murphy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison fields it and throws to home to get Cranepool. Murphy moves to third. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Murphy scores. Jones moves to third. Grote moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Mets. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 0-2 in the game. Ribbent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Grote scores. McMillan moves to third. Ribbent moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-4 in the game. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Murphy now playing left field. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball towards left. Murphy settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Murphy. Jackson moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Staub moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Mets. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hunt fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Staub scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Mets. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cranepool is hit by the pitch. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrison strikes out. One out. Ron Brand pinch hits for Barry Lattman. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-4 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brand moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brand scores. It's 6-4, Mets. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freeze takes first base on ball four. Jackson moves to second. Nate Colbert pinch runs for Gene Freeze. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.